Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthday of the good old U.S. of A. The 4th of July is a time for parades, fireworks, and American tunes, and here are all three.
Undo your vest a bit, throw out your chest a of it and sing a real American tune.
Every step of the mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know a son of a gun who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line. Perhaps I'm what you'd call a patriot, but one thing's certain, whether I am or not, I love a parade. The tramping of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade. Look, here they come. Oh, what a sight. Listen to the crowd. They're cheering. Hip, hip, hooray. Oh, everybody loves a parade. And look at those feet. Tramp, 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 never missing a beat. And here comes the band. They'll be here soon. Listen to what they're playing. Sue the stars and stripes forever. Oh, boy, that's what I call a tune. And look at that drum major. Watch him with that stick. I'll make a wager he doesn't miss a trick. The captain is yelling. It's a command. They're going to drill. Here's where I get a thrill. Oh, pardon me, mister. Excuse me, lady. Oh, quit shoving. Well, say, who do you think you are? Oh, yeah? Thanks. Get out of the way, you mug. Hello, Charlie. Hello, Lou. I love a parade. The tramping of feet. I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat. The blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat. A bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade. Thank you.
The original Memphis Five and Fireworks, recorded July 13, 1929. The original Memphis Five was founded in 1917 by Phil Napoleon and Frank Signorelli and was named for W.C. Handy's song Memphis Blues. They were one of the most prolific of the early white jazz bands and recorded under a variety of other names, including Ladd's Black Aces, Jazzbo's Carolina Serenaders, Bailey's Lucky Seven, the Southland Six, and the Cotton Pickers. Red Nichols, Miff Mole, and Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey played in the band from time to time, but despite the group's name, none of the band members was from Memphis or even the South. Before Fireworks, we had a parade with Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's I Love a Parade from George White's Music Hall Varieties, sung there by Harry Richman on August 15, 1932. Our parade was preceded by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with that rousing vocal by Austin Young on DeSilva, Brown & Henderson's American Tune from George White's Scandals. You heard musical quotes in that June 19, 1928 Columbia recording from Yankee Doodle, Columbia the Gem of the Ocean, National Emblem March, and the Star-Spangled Banner. We started off the show with some more Fireworks, that version by the New Yorkers from around May of 1930. We heard American Tune in that last segment, and in keeping with our patriotic theme on this special 4th of July edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here are some other American tunes.
William Tell, I never liked that complicated music, no, not for mine. Grand opera stuff is all a bluff, give me that good old syncopated music, I think it's fine, super fine. What's that tune the band is playing? Now, honey, listen to the people keeping time. What's that tune the band is playing? Now, honey, music with a reason and a rhyme. It's American ragtime with a raggy ring. It's American ragtime with a patriotic swing. I've heard the Merry Widow and the Candy Kidder, but give me the Zam 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 that pleases Uncle Sam. I'm crazy, yes I am, for American ragtime is the only tune we'll do. The American ragtime, well it thrills you through and through. So take all your great grand opera scores and back to the tall with them all for yours. I want the American ragtime. I've got it in for Lohengrin. The ragtime music's livelier and looser. It's full of fire. The waltz from Faust I always roast. Give me a Yankee march by Mr. Sousa or Arthur Pryor. What's that tune the band is playing? Now, honey, listen, baby, ain't it simply grand? What's that tune the band is playing? Now, honey, everybody's singing with the band. It's American ragtime with a raggy ring. It's American ragtime with a patriotic swing. I've heard the Merry Widow and the Candy Kiddo, but give me the Zam 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 that pleases Uncle Sam. I'm crazy, yes I am, for American ragtime is the only tune we'll do. The American ragtime, well it thrills you through and through. So take all your great grand opera scores and back to the tall with them all for yours. I want the American ragtime.
Ragtime. Hey, folks, let's call a meeting to discuss a way of beating that certain something that we call a blues. Now, I'll be the chairman pro tem. Let's face the facts and show them that if we attend to business, we can't lose, no sir. Now, let's form some corporations with a million combinations of mothers, brothers, husbands, sweethearts, and wives. And we'll start these institutions with a million resolutions to spread upon a minutes of our lives. Say, if you want to cheer up the red, white, and blue, come on, buy an American. That's all you've got to do. Why, your old Uncle Sam, he'll be so grateful to you. Buy American. That's all you've got to do. Come on, buy your wife's dresses, your baby's shoesies, made right over here, and cure your country's blueses. And if you want those good times, those dreams to come true, buy American. That's all you've got to do. Boxes, sables, sofas, tables, we've got all you need for your home and your office purchase by Yankee guaranteed. Buy the Yankee brand of candy, cigarettes, cigars, canes and hats and this and that's, and gas and motor cars, uh-huh.
If you want to cheer up the red, white, and blue, buy American, that's all you've got to do. Your old Uncle Sam will be grateful to you. Buy American, that's all you've got to do.
Now, hey there, Mr. Grocer, Butcher, Baker, and all you Republicans, you Democrats, and you Quakers, I want to tell you that the sun will be shining, the skies will be blue. Buy American, that's all you've got to do, playin' boy. Come on and buy American, that's all you've got to do.
We begin that American set with George Hamilton Green, the Boy Wonder xylophonist, and one of his first big solos in the concert band recording of American Patrol, the most famous work of composer and arranger Frank W. Meekum. Meekum was born in Buffalo, New York around 1850 and originally wrote American Patrol in 1885 as a piano piece, but it was arranged and published for wind band in 1891. Next was the Denver Nightingale, Billy Murray, October 28, 1908, and American Ragtime. American Ragtime was followed by Joseph Neck directing the Waldorf Astoria Dance Orchestra and American Serenade from December 10, 1917. Joseph Neck was the longtime musical director at the Waldorf, and in 1925 he directed the B.F. Goodrich Silvertown Chord Orchestra. We finished up with Ted Lewis and his band and By American from January 31, 1933. By American was written by Al Sherman and Al Lewis.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Yankee Doodle is a song familiar to most people, and while there are lots of conflicting stories as to the origin of the tune, the first English lyrics are attributed to British military surgeon Dr. Richard Shackburg in 1755. The origin of the term Yankee, which by the 1770s referred to English colonists in America, is also obscure. The word doodle first appeared in the early 17th century and means a fool or a simpleton. The song was well known in the colonies and was supposedly sung by colonial troops at the battles of Lexington and Concord, and by British troops to mock the colonials. There are lots of takeoffs on Yankee Doodle, and here are some.
I'm the kid that stole the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am, told Uncle Sam. I'm a real life Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie train. I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a josh, she's a Yankee, by gosh. Oh, say, can you see anything about a Yankee that's a phony? I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. Good boy, kid, I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am the Yankee Doodle boy. Father's name was Hezekiah, mother's name was Anne Mariah, Yank through and through, red, white, and blue. Father was so Yankee-hearted, when the Spanish War was started, he slipped on a uniform and hopped upon a pony. My mother's mother was a Yankee true, my father's father was a Yankee too. That's going some for the Yankees by gum. Oh, say, can you see anything about my pedigree that's phony? I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. Zizz, boom, ah! I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am the Yankee Doodle boy.
Come from Bankhead. from Manhattan Island, try and lose those Yankee Doodle
town. I've just discovered the story was phony. Let me give you all a real lowdown. He didn't even own a pony. He was really very short and fat, while in the story so skinny and bony, and so hungry that he ate his hat and called the feather macaroni. Underneath the chestnut tree, he and the blacksmith would sip their tea. Then he'd bring out his zither for an old hoedown. That's how he went to town. Yankee Doodle tried to leave one day, took his belongings and mounted his saddle, but he never started on his way. Since he didn't have a pony, the fairy tale is phony. How did Yankee Doodle go to town? Underneath the chestnut tree, he and the blacksmith would sip their tea, and he'd bring out his zither for an old hoedown. That's how he went to town. Yankee Doodle tried to leave one day, but soon discovered he didn't have car fare, and his neighbors flatly turned him down. Since he only had a poodle and a feather for his noodle, how could Yankee Doodle go to town?
Daniel with Johnny Johnson and his orchestra, according to whom Yankee Doodle never went to town, from October 23, 1935. Yankee Doodle Never Went to Town was written by Arthur Freed and Bernie Hannigan. Before that, it was Gus Van and Joe Skank and the Yankee Doodle Blues from the show Spice of 1922, written by George Gershwin with lyrics by Irving Caesar and Buddy DeSilva. That recording is from January 27, 1922, and we started off that Yankee Doodle set with Billy Murray once again and one of his biggest hits, The Yankee Doodle Boy. The Yankee Doodle Boy was written by George M. Cohen, who sang it in the title role of Little Johnny Jones in 1904. Murray's recording is from 1905. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Liberty is a word you hear a lot around this time of year, so here to start off a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about liberty is Billy James and his orchestra. Thank you.
my noodle.
Yeah, singing Yankee Doodle.
Hello, Miss Liberty.
Decoration Day, there spoke a veteran old and gray. What makes us love this country, land of the brave and free? I'll tell you what, said he, it's liberty. L stands for love of our country, I for independence too, B for the brave man who fought for us, the emblem, see red, white, and blue. Ah, for the right that we fight for, the true Americans will be. Why, it's for you and for your duty too, that stands for liberty. Sang in glory with voices loud and clear, then all as one stood up to cheer. They teach it now to children in every school you see, it now and ever shall be liberty. L stands for love of our country, I for independence too, B for the brave men who fought for us, the emblem, the red, white, and blue. Ah, for the right that we fight for, these true Americans will be. Why, it's for you and for your duty too, that stands for liberty. That we fight for, the true Americans will be. Wise for you and for your duty too, that stands for liberty.
Herschel Brown and his Happy Five with Herschel Brown on Washboard and Liberty from an unissued OK 78 recorded March 19, 1928. The band had recorded Liberty for Victor on February 24, 1928 as Herschel Brown and his Washboard Band. Virtually nothing is known about Herschel Brown other than he apparently came from Georgia. Before Herschel Brown, it was Henry Burr and L-I-B-E-R-T-Y from August 8, 1916. Liberty was written by Ted S. Barron, who also composed In Sunny Africa, Lull Me to Sleep, That Slumber Melody, Steaming Back to Dixieland, and Billy from the Broadway show The Street Singer, which opened at the American Theater on September 12, 1904 and ran for just 24 performances. We began that Liberty set with Billy James and his orchestra, with Jerry Macy and John Ryan providing the vocal on Hello, Miss Liberty, from a Banner 78 wax September 13, 1927. This was an American Record Company studio band, but there was a composer named Billy James around that time that brought us Carolina Sweetheart, Carolina Mammy, and Cut Yourself a Piece of Cake and Make Yourself at Home, which I've made a note to play on next week's show.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
This being our special 4th of July show, we're going to wrap up with a set of appropriately patriotic songs, beginning with Sousa's Band.
Thank you.
Well, on a special 4th of July show, how could we not play God Bless America, sung there by the songbird of the South, Kate Smith, with Jack Miller and his orchestra on March 21, 1939. You don't usually think of Iowa as producing opera stars, but before Kate Smith, we heard Clarence Whitehill, born in Marengo, Iowa in 1871, and his 1916 rendition of America. The words to America were written by Dr. Samuel Francis Smith, and it was sung in public for the first time at the Park Street Church in Boston on July 4, 1832. We began with Sousa's Band, directed on May 28, 1926, and the March King's Stars and Stripes Forever. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you had a safe and pleasant 4th of July holiday, and that you'll tune in or click in again next week for more toe-tapping music of the 1920s and 30s. We're going to close with the Victor Mixed Chorus and their rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.